This is Passport to Texas. The mule deer population is struggling in parts of the Big Bend region of far west Texas.
We've been trying to boost our populations in the Black Gap area since about 2015.
Sean Gray oversees mule deer restoration. Unlike other mule deer populations, those at Black Gap never fully recovered after the last drought.
We had been monitoring that population for years, and it just remained stagnant. And so our next decision we made was, well, let's put some animals down there and try to boost it and see if we can't get the population trending upwards.
During population surveys last fall, biologists identified an available surplus of animals at Elephant Mountain WMA and one private ranch in Pecos County. Using the helicopter and net gun method, they trapped the animals.
Once we catch them, we'll radio collar and tag. We'll give them a series of injections for health reasons, and then we'll load them in trailers and take them down to release them.
Sean Gray says this spring they moved 98 female mule deer to the Black Gap WMA and to the adjacent El Carmen Land and Conservation Company, which together comprise 135,000 contiguous acres dedicated to wildlife and habitat conservation.
Of those radio-collared animals, we monitor intensively, looking at survival and movements, habitat use.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.